Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Donna. Thank you for joining me today. I hope everyone had a wonderful Halloween weekend, and it's one of the reasons I decided to talk about essential oils that will help us with weight reduction and or cravings. Not only because of all the candy from over the weekend, but we're also going to start entering a really busy holiday season, and we are all apt to overindulge just a bit, or, you know, maybe we just need to stay focused in terms of making sure that those pounds don't creep up on us. And I'm happy to say that there's a wonderful way that will aid us with that, that also smells wonderful and will make us feel wonderful in the interim. So, I mean, I'm not going to go into the whole historical bit, but, you know, for those of you that listen in on my show or download it later, we already talked about how pure essential oils are curative, the physiological benefits, mood-altering benefits, and that the brain, which in turn has a positive impact on our emotional, mental, and physical states. So we've also talked about the human nose can detect like a trillion different odors, and how the nose is the quickest way for the oils and the scents to get through the olfactory glands, which of course goes right to the brain, and that, you know, helps get that burst of energy or you know, thought process or relaxation. It gets it right through those molecules, through the nose, communicates with those brain receptors, and we know that we can use these oils that to help control blood pressure, heart rate, stress, attention span, learning, pleasure, as we've talked about that in the past couple of weeks, and motivation. Now, the reason why I'm talking about the anxiety and hormone imbalance, we know that sometimes those are the reasons why we're not able to lose weight, or why we may have sometimes insatiable cravings. So diet and exercise, we know, but let's maybe talk about the psychophysiological basis. You know, some of us struggle with emotional eating, poor digestion, diet and fatigue. I mean, there's people that will say, you know, I've been on every kind of diet that's been out there, slow metabolism, cravings for sweet foods or salty foods or fatty foods. We've all been there. So using essential oils is fitting that in with a part of your fitness program could really be a piece that would really help you sustain your weight loss goals. So the first oil I want to focus on is grapefruit essential oil. Now, while commonly used as an antiseptic and a disinfectant, I love the smell of it because it's very uplifting and it has a bit of a sweet aroma to it. What it does, though, grapefruit essential oil is wonderful. It helps you with curbing those cravings. It increases your energy and endurance, so that's great for those of us that work out at the gym or run or do any type of physical, you know, activity along with watching our diet. It helps to boost your metabolism. The other thing is that it also reduces abdominal fat accumulation. So that's pretty important. And how that works is that it activates enzymes that helps your body break down that brown body fat. Okay. Also, we know that the scent comes from the peel, which is high in compounds like D-limonene and helps support your metabolism, I think I already mentioned. But this was the part I think I forgot. As well as it helps with cleansing and the drainage of your lymphatic glands. So you want to apply this topically to your skin in small amounts. Obviously, always test it first with a carrier oil. And it's also a wonderful diuretic and lymphatic stimulant, which I had just mentioned. It's also included in a lot of cellulite creams and blends. And sometimes if you go to the spa or whatnot, it's a favorite for dry brushing of your body. So it's kind of the number one oil, in my opinion, that helps you with burning fat and losing weight because of how the active enzymes, how it goes in with your saliva, which helps break down that body fat in your body. So we know, once again, it helps lower cravings and hunger. It's a great tool to lose weight fast in a healthy way. Okay, and one of the ways that you can use it is you can add, please, 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 pure, organic, essential oils. Diffused in your office or your home. And you can massage it directly onto your chest and wrists when cravings occur. Okay, so it's a favorite of mine. It's also in my appetite control, you know, on my website. And it's the first ingredient, and because it's just so powerful. The next one we're going to talk about is lemon essential oil. And, you know, here again, it's it also has that D-limonene. It's cold pressed from the peel, just like the grapefruit. And while this has kind of like a clean pick-me-up scent, you know, it's lemon. And so it also has just a slight sour scent to it as well. And how lemon helps us is it helps suppress weight gain. It helps increase our energy. It enhances our mood, which any of us that are dieting, you know, our loved ones can tell us, maybe we're not the most pleasant while we're trying to drop a few pounds. And it also relieves pain. So it's also a wonderful oil to work with after working out or running or whatever. And it also, of course, has the limonene in it, so it's a fat-dissolving power. It's also a mood booster, which is great. It's going to help with alleviating those negative feelings. And it's also going to help with any stress which can be stressful when you're looking to lose weight. And it also increases oxygen to the brain for better cognitive function, and it helps your blood flow. It helps ramp that up so it will allow the muscles to work faster and better. So lemon oil is also viable as a pain reliever, you know, as well as increasing your energy, mental alertness, elevating your mood, reducing your appetite, and helping to aid with that digestion. So a lot of times I'm a believer that a lot of our issues begin in the gut. So if we don't have a healthy gut, then, you know, our whole body, I believe, is okay. Peppermint essential oil, this is something that I usually use in the shower in the morning to just kind of get me going. And I guess one of the properties, because of the menthol, it has a calming as well as a cooling effect. I use it first thing in the morning because of the increased energy and mental alertness, but this helps elevate your mood. It's also a digestion. It helps you with your digestion system, and it also helps to reduce your appetite. So, and a little bit goes a long way because we all know it's pretty strong. So, kind of contains about up to 70% of menthol. So, it's been used medicinally for centuries to treat indigestion. It's also an effective muscle relaxer, as we know, and it helps reduce bloating and improve the flow of bile, which allows food to pass through the body faster. So peppermint oil is a natural appetite suppressant. You can inhale the oil every 2 hours to help lower those hunger levels and to intake fewer calories. So that's a very good oil for that. Now, we want to talk about cinnamon oil. This is an oil that if you're going to apply it topically, you definitely should use a carrier oil because it tingles, but for some people it could maybe even feel like it's like a little bit of a burn. So you don't want to apply this directly onto your skin. But as we know, it has such a warm, comforting, sweet fragrance. Cinnamon essential oil is also a great oil to use if you are diabetic and you need help with regulating your blood sugar levels. It will improve your insulin sensitivity, and it helps reduce inflammation. So, as we know, insulin is responsible for metabolizing carbohydrates and fat, and that so that the absorption of the blood glucose, it converts it to energy or stores it as fat. So when our bodies stop responding to the insulin, we know that's called insulin resistance, it begins to store fat instead of burning it. So that results not only in weight gain, but also in difficulty losing weight, leads to high blood sugar, elevated blood insulin levels, and as we know, it's a precursor for type 2 diabetes. Now, cinnamon essential oil has been shown it helps to heighten insulin sensitivity in the brain, and it increases the rate of blood glucose uptake. So, you know, this could be a great oil to use to help manage your insulin and blood sugar. Bergamot, an old favorite of mine. We know it boosts mood and it increases energy. It has like a sweet, tangy, spicy scent. We've talked about how it can help us with anxiety and depression. But when we suffer with emotional eating, this is an oil for those of us that eat when we're angry or stressed or going through difficult times or a breakup or, you know, whatever, you know, those zingers that life can send to us. This will bring a temporary sense of comfort and relief, and it's, you know, going to take away those negative emotions like guilt and self-criticism. So bergamot oil, it's a great way to break that cycle. And, you know, it's another thing, another oil that you can either inhale it, you know, or diffuse it, or apply it topically. Fennel. Now, I don't think we've ever talked about fennel essential oil, but it has an earthy, sweet smell. It's steam distilled from fennel seeds. Fennel essential oil will help us with our digestion. It's an appetite suppressant. It helps reduce weight gain, and it also helps with restful sleep. So this is kind of another source of melatonin, which, as we know, that helps naturally regulate a circadian rhythm by telling our brain when to wake up and when it's time to go to sleep. So for a more restful sleep, we know melatonin has also been found to help reduce weight gain by creating more beige fat, which that's the kind that burns off as energy rather than white fat, which is stored for energy. So as far back as the Middle Ages, we know fennel seeds were eaten to suppress appetite on fasting days. And fennel, you know, oil just seems like if you smell it for about 10 minutes at a time, it can help you with consuming fewer calories and a faster rate for food digestion. So all important things to keep in mind. Now, there's other oils that can also assist. Remember, I always stress that, you know, one oil is not a catch-all for everything, nor is it going to resonate with each of us because we're all made different. What works for me may not work for you. That's why I love the blends, because it's a way to keep costs down and yet getting, you know, a few of these different oils so that you kind of get like a 1-2 punch with it. But tangerine, cloves, spearmint, ginger root, sandalwood, an old favorite, lemongrass, very big in Asian cooking, rosemary, orange, patchouli, juniper berry, mandarin, laurel, eucalyptus, my old favorite, lavender, rose geranium, and jasmine. So those are a couple of others that people have had really good success with in terms of, you know, weight loss and hunger control. Ginger, I don't know if we ever really talked about ginger, but this is also a good oil to use to help reduce sugar cravings and help reduce inflammation in the body. So, you know, this would also be for those people that are important that we reduce inflammation, support our digestion, so that our bodies are better able to absorb nutrients. And the compounds in ginger are called gingerols, and they help reduce disease-causing inflammation in your intestines, and it improves absorption of the vitamins and minerals you're consuming. So you want to support your body on the cellular energy level as well as to help create weight loss. So here again, you can put a single drop of the oil of your choice in water. You can drink it, or you can put it on topically, or you can diffuse it. Of course, you know, my favorite is the fractionated coconut oil, but, you know, whatever oil works best for you that you enjoy, you can diffuse it, have it, you know, at your office, around your home. All of these oils smell wonderful, and it'll activate parts of your body that will actually support your weight loss. So that's, you know, one of the great ways that we can use these oils. If you're looking to, say, for a fat-reducing massage, where you're looking to just, say, you have a roll of fat maybe on your tummy or another body part, you can use almond oil or fractionated coconut oil or hirigan oil of your choice, and 5 drops each of grapefruit, lemon, and cypress oil. And you would just want to massage where the fat is with those oils. And remember, then the smell will just come up to your nose, go to your brain, and it'll just be an all-over experience. For an actual anti-cellulite rub, I mean, my anti-cellulite, I have grapefruit, cedarwood, rosemary, orange, and geranium, which has a little, smells like rose. Wanted to do your own, you could combine, say, 10 drops of grapefruit, 2 drops each of cypress ginger oils, 5 drops of rosemary if you like that, and then apply that to your body wherever you have cellulite that you would like to, you know, get rid of. You could add for your bath. This is one of my favorites, to just relax, you know, in a nice, you know, hot, you know, tub and soak and let these oils just, you know, enter through your pores. I always use them with Epsom salts and baking soda, but you could add 5 drops of grapefruit, ginger, orange, sandalwood, and lemon. For an appetite-suppressing diffusion or metabolism, I think you might want this made up for you, so maybe I won't mention this one because it's like a lot of drops of different oils, so we'll leave that alone. So I guess that's about it for today. I hope you found this useful. I will go on to my Facebook page and put a couple of these little recipes on there along with the recommendations for the oils for weight loss to help control our blood sugar levels as well as keeping our moods elevated and our bodies moving. Remember, you got to lift the fork less and move the butt more. Common sense prevails. So the essential oils are not going, they are not miracle workers, people. They are to help assist and enhance a good common sense approach and routine to weight loss management, appetite control. Okay, so there's nothing out there that's just a pill and you're down 20 pounds. It would be nice, but despite what people may advertise, it's just not the way it works. You know, we didn't gain 20 pounds overnight, and we're not going to lose it overnight. But this is just a wonderful, fragrant way to help us get where we want to go so that our mind, body, and spirit look, feel, and smell wonderful. So thank you guys for listening in. Feel free to reach out to me in email at soulfulforyou@gmail.com. Visit my website if you'd like at soulfulforyou.com. Check out angelcoaches.org and see what all of us angels are up to, as well as listen in to some of the other wonderful shows that were on. Michael was on, I think, at 1 o'clock. Therese had a wonderful show Friday. So remember, you can download these shows 24/7. Thank you so much for listening in. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Take care.